Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is Protect Your Sight. Before moving towards our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Whoever recites Salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment." Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سيدنا يونس بن يوسف رحمة الله تعالى عليه was one of the famous blessed saints of his time. He used to spend most of his time in the masjid worshipping his Rabb عز وجل. He had dedicated his youth in worshipping Allah عز وجل. Once he was coming out of the masjid, suddenly his gaze fell on a young woman and his heart inclined towards her for a while. But he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, immediately felt ashamed of this act and raised his hands for dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, no doubt you have blessed me with eyes, which are the great blessing, but I have a fear that lest I might suffer punishment due to these eyes, and lest these eyes become the means of my destruction. O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, deprive me of my sight. The moment he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, completed his dua, he had lost his sight and became blind. So, after that, he used to keep his nephew with him, who would take him to the masjid at salah timings, and would help meeting his other needs. The nephew of Sayyidina Yunus bin Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would leave him at the masjid and then he himself would go to play with children. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would have any need, he would call him. Once Sayyidina Yunus bin Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was in the masjid and he felt something was crawling on his body. He called his nephew, but he was busy playing with the children and could not come to him. He sensed the risk that something might hurt him. So he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, made dua again in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, if I do not get my sight back, lest it turns out to be a trouble and disgrace for me, because I am not able to see anything and any dangerous pest may hurt me. On the other hand, I need help of someone repeatedly for fulfilling my needs. It has put me into trouble. O my Rabb Azza wa Jal, give me back my sight so that I get prevented from disgrace and dependence on others. As Sayyidina Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Sayyidina Yunus bin Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had not completed his dua. He regained his sight and now he himself, without anyone's help, reached his home. I have seen him in both states, in the state of blindness, and then by the blessing of dua, he regained his sight. And now, like past, he would go to the masjid himself and worship his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard that how great people our pious predecessors were? Hadith Sayyidina Yunus bin Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did accept the loss of the vision of the eyes, but never liked to show disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal through his eyes. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to protect ourselves from unlawful gazing, to prevent each of our body part from committing sins, and especially grant us privilege to observe Kufl-e Madina of the eyes. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, unfortunately, as a person is fearless in speaking, he is also fearless in looking at others. He does not even realize that this is such type of activity which could be a means of reward or torment for him. For example, if someone looks at his mother with affection, he receives a reward equal to an accepted Hajj. And if he looks at a non-mahram with lust, he becomes deserving of the torment of hell, because looking at a non-mahram woman is not a human act. Rather, it is an act of shaitan. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, a woman is an aurat, that is something to be concealed. When she comes out, shaitan peeps at her. One can judge the importance of protecting one's gaze from this, that the glorious Quran clearly says, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, command the Muslim men to keep their gaze low and to protect their private organs. That is much purer for them. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of their deeds. On page 62 of Muqtasar Minhaj al-Abideen, published by Maktabat al-Madina, a publication department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is stated, here in the above mentioned blessed ayah, people have been commanded to lower their gaze, and it is compulsory for the moment to act upon the command of his Lord. Otherwise, he will be pronounced to be disrespectful, he will be stopped and not be allowed to go in the court of his Lord. And as stated in the blessed verse, that is much purer for them. That is, it purifies their hearts and increases their virtues. In this blessed saying, it has been informed that purification of heart, abundance of worship and goodness lie in keeping the gaze lowered. Because if you would not prevent your gaze and let it go uncontrolled, it would look at meaningless things, and if you get deprived of divine mercy, you will be destroyed. Because either you will see haram things and resultantly indulge in sin, or you will look at mubah things and your heart will be engaged in them, and this will cause you to have evil thoughts and shaitanic whispers. So after all, your heart will get engaged in these after being heedless of goodness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, as Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded in the glorious Quran to prevent unlawful gazing, likewise, there are a number of blessed hadiths commanding the Muslim males to lower their gaze and refrain from seeing the things declared haram by Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to things of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, avoid sitting in the ways. The blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum humbly asked, there is no way out of it, as these are our sitting places where we have talks. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if you must sit there, then fulfill the rites of the way. The blessed companions said, what are the rites of the way? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam responded, lowering the gazes, removing the harmful things, answering salam, enjoying good and forbidding evil. Hadith number 2. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, after you have cast a gaze, do not cast the second gaze. That is, If you suddenly cast an unintentional gaze at a woman, then turn your eyes away instantly and do not look again, because the first gaze is permissible, but the second is impermissible. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what does the first gaze mean? Let's listen to that. Some unwise people describe the above mentioned blessed hadith like this. Since the first gaze is exempted, therefore they do not turn their face away from the first gaze and continuously commit unlawful gazing. Whereas only the first gaze is exempted, which falls on a woman unintentionally and was removed immediately. Even the first gaze made intentionally is impermissible, and the act is leading to hell. Commenting on the blessed hadith, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, first gaze refers to that one which falls on any non-mahram woman unintentionally, and the second gaze refers to the one that falls intentionally. If one continues watching in the first gaze, then it will be regarded as the second gaze, and it will be a sinful act. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, regarding protecting the gaze, if we study the biography of Allah-loving people, we will obtain many Madani pearls. For example, these blessed personalities used to follow Shari'i commandments strictly. They were embodiment of decency and modesty. They had the mindset of protecting the eyes and all body parts. So for motivation, let's listen to a faith refreshing parable and obtain Madani pearls of advice. We make intention that we will protect our gaze following the footsteps of these Allah loving people and act upon the Shari'i commandments. Sayyidina Hassan bin Abi Sinan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to perform Eid Salah. When he returned home, his wife asked, how many women did you see today? He remained silent. When she insisted very much, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, from leaving home to returning to you, I kept looking at the toes of my feet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard how sensitive Allah-loving people were regarding protecting their gaze? Despite having power, they would try their best to protect themselves from seeing a non-mahram woman. They have firm belief that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching whether anyone else sees or not. With that, we could also get this Madani passion for protecting our gaze and become the one who observes Kufl Madina of eyes. One of the best methods of attaining steadfastness and protecting the eyes is that we should, from time to time, make ourselves accountability. For example, observe Fikr Madina like this, addressing yourself, O bondman, Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed a blessing like eyes upon you. With them you can see whatever you want. But just ponder, how did you use them? For example, did you use them for traveling, learning, teaching Islamic knowledge, reciting the Holy Quran, beholding Baytullah Sharif, Gumbad-e-Khazra, sacred places, visiting parents and righteous people, or for watching films and dramas, watching indecent pictures or videos on computer or mobile phone, for peeping into someone's home, or looking here and there unnecessarily. Regretfully, you were commanded to keep these eyes purified. You should have had the desire to see your Lord Azza wa Jal, His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the blessed companions and Ahle Bayt Athar, pious saints and paradise. For this, it was necessary that your gaze should not have fallen on any haram and useless thing in the world. But alas, they no longer remained pure. Today, you take great pleasure in seeing haram things. But remember, these eyes which are filled with haram gaze will be filled with fire one day. Your eyes are so delicate that if a small mosquito or small sand particle falls in it, it gets the whole body restless. If you go to a closed room, suddenly from the sun, your vision becomes so weak that you cannot see the thing lying next to you. You can then frighten yourself like this. Alas, if these eyes are tormented on the judgment day due to gazing unlawfully and seeing the things which Allah Azza wa Jal has made haram, what will become of me? Let's now learn a lesson by listening to narrations about the punishment of unlawful gazing. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, a person who was bleeding came in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to him, what has happened to you? He humbly replied, a woman passed by me. When I looked at her, my eyes constantly followed her. Suddenly, a wall came in front of me and I got injured. That is why I am in the condition which you are observing. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah Azza wa Jal does good to someone, He punishes him in this world. Narration number 2. Hujjat al-Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, whoever fills his eyes with a haram gaze, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his eyes with fire on the day of judgment. Narration number 3. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rahman ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, to see the beauty of a woman is one of the poison-tipped arrows of Iblis. On the judgment day, a needle of fire will be applied in the eyes of the one who does not protect his eyes from non-mahram. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just ponder, while using coal, our hands tremble, and the needle of the coal, if suddenly it touches the eyes, we scream in pain. But a small needle of coal causes us so much pain. What will be our condition if due to unlawful gazing, Allah Azza wa Jal is displeased with us, and if a needle of fire is applied in our eyes? Unfortunately, nowadays, some unwise people have become so much habitual of unlawful gazing that they do not feel relaxed unless they see non-mahram women. For this bad cause, they wander in the markets, shopping centers, entertainment places. In short, they wander wherever there is a gathering of non-parda observing women. Not only do they wander there, but they also gaze unlawfully and destroy their world and the hereafter. That is why we should ponder over, have we forgotten our death? Have we got the guarantee of our forgiveness? Have we forgotten the torments inflicted on the previous ummah? Don't we learn a lesson by seeing funeral processions daily? Don't we learn a lesson from the bedridden patients who are suffering terribly? Have we forgotten the narrow and dark grave? Shall we be able to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir? Shall we not be accounted for our deeds on the day of judgment? O the heedless person, for Allah's sake, wake up to the fact. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should wake up to the fact before the angel of death ends our lives forever. Bringing this episode towards the end, let's go through whatever we heard today. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have heard that unlawful gazing is a source of propagating fornication. The Holy Quran gives Muslims dars to protect their gaze. We have been persuaded to abstain from unlawful gazing in many blessed ahadith. Protection of sight has the purity of the heart. Unlawful gazing is a cause of displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah loving people are very sensitive in the matters of protecting their gaze. The punishment for unlawful gazing is sometimes given in this world. Unlawful gazing is a cause of disgracing a person in the world and in hereafter. One who gazes unlawfully has a very strange kind of unrestlessness. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect all the Muslims from the destruction of unlawful gazing and non-observance of parda. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The pearls of wisdom. The pearls.